Part of my talk, I'm going to present our 2006 field data we did using three different strategies around urban setting. Just a brief introduction about Western. Western is a family-owned company. It's the seventh largest company. At the background, you see a retirement party for one of our employees who retired after 28 years. We have a lot of loyal employees. Similar to our employees, we also have a lot of loyal customers, and Western invariably does close to 100,000 accounts each month. I bring this point up because being one of the largest company, we also feel that what we do out in the field can have an impact in the industry. A lot of the tools that we use, treatment strategies, and the product we use reflects what's happening in the industry. During a regular service, what our technician will do is he'll go and do an inspection, address any conducive conditions, and also do a treatment. As part of a regular service, we usually, this is Western strategy, we will use exterior treatments on every service, but we'll go inside only on the needed basis. But this can change depending upon which company we work with. The most commonly used product, obviously, in the industry is pyrethroid, the group. Early in 2004 and 2005, the two papers that came out by Western, which showed predominant use of pyrethroid, did result in the molecules being translocated to sediments, particularly in a water creek. And obviously, this was a concern for Water Board and the Stormwater Department, because they didn't want any of this to get into the water system. There was an urgency, and they started working with the Department of Pesticide Regulation in California, trying to come up with the strategies to prevent them from getting into the water stream. Again, what is the pest management industry doing? Are we sitting and waiting for things to be shoved our throat, or are we going to be proactive? The industry in general, I'm part of it involved. There are a couple of us in this, I think, in the room who are involved with it. We are working twofold. One is we are working with a regulatory institution, particularly DPR. We go to all the pest management advisory committee. We are also involved with the urban pest management working group. There is a PCOC member there, and there are a lot of PMPs who go in as an interested parties. And I strongly feel our involvement did make some changes out there. We are also working from, not only from regulatory standpoint, we're also taking proactive approach, and that's what my talk is all about. Again, what made us think that we can do something different? It's probably the availability of a lot of FIFRA 25B products. An advantage with that is right now, with these products, we have different formulations that we can use for doing routine pest control. This is different from olden times, you know, where you have only limited products. Right now, we have products that dust, you have products for residual application, different formulation of those, and we also have base. And that's what made us feel that we can offer a pretty good program and still do a good job. Again, what is our objective? We try to compare three different products. I put the FIFRA products under eco routes. Then we had Eco Plus Termidor, that's predominantly non-repellents, and then we used the regular traditional method, which was basically pyrethroids. Again, what did we look at? We looked at a couple of interesting variables, which is important from industry point of view. Callbacks is important because when you talk about callbacks, it refers to extra service to the customer at no cost. It can be a back burner for us because it can break our bones if we get a lot of callbacks. Another thing we looked at chemical cost because we don't want the cost to go high. That's very critical for from business operation. Other thing we looked at is QA rating. How, you know, if it works, how do our customer perceive it? And that's important for us. Again, the way we set up the route is three groups: Eco, Eco Plus Termidor, and Traditional. For eco products, eco routes, we use predominantly FIFRA 25, B products and baits and granules. Then we have eco route, eco plus terminal route, we use non-repellents and traditional routes. How did we set up? We had 10 routes distributed throughout California. Each route was divided into two groups. One got eco, other one got eco plus terminal, and then we compared the service center average as for a traditional route. Again, what did we find? Callbacks. It was interesting because our callbacks was pretty positive. This is our traditional route, it was 7.48, whereas for eco and eco plus terminal, it was 6.76 and 6.72. We were not surprised by these results because for first few months, both eco and eco plus terminal received the same treatment, which means we did not use non-repellents until May or June every year. So that's why you don't see the change. But as we go for the second part of the year, December, from July to December, you can see a drop there. Our terminal approach fared better than eco, and the traditional approach had the highest callbacks. Again, what it showed to us is a callback is not going to be a major factor for us, that we can sustain with this approach. Also have, you know, we also looked at some numbers, what it can do. It can result in potential saving for us. That's crucial. Even for a $250 route, 250 stops route, with $40 a month, we can save around 104 per route. For Western, it's a big thing because we have 600 routes. So this can add a substantial savings for us. For the next couple of slides, what I've done is we combine the chemical cost with eco and eco plus terminal because of the way we pull the data from our system. It goes into a system, and when we pull it, we couldn't separate it. So the data for the next couple of slides are pulled together. We looked at, for the chemical cost, our traditional has a little bit higher rates, 3.73. And our eco plus non-repellent route at 3.43. Again, this was positive for us. What it said is our chemical cost is not going to go high just because we are going to use FIFRA 25B products, which was very positive from our standpoint. Towards the end of the year, like when we pulled the data from July to December, the cost did go up a little bit. And again, this is reflective because in summertime, we did get increased pressure and we have to increase our dose. What we at Western do is we give our technician three different doses. For the first part of the year, we go with lower dose, and then towards the middle of the summer, we go with higher dose. And that increased dose resulted in an increased chemical cost. But again, this was not a big factor. You know, it was only 0.21%, which for a $10,000 route, it will be just $21 more. So it was not a major factor for us. So our callbacks was positive, our chemical cost was positive. That was two good things from industry point of view, from our point of view. Again, the same thing. Increased chemical cost, you know, could be offset by reduced callbacks, you know, which was good. So another thing is the chemical cost was below our expectation. It was below a percentage where we thought, you know, we can offer a quality service. Again, how about QA rating? This was a challenge. You can see for the first half of the year, there was no difference. You know, it was more or less the same, which is good because which means the customer did not feel that they saw an increase in pressure, pest pressure, because of switching to an alternate strategy. But, you know, it started to change as we went through the second part of the year. It went up to from 1.5 to 1.56. This is crucial because as a company, we have a goal. We want our numbers to be below 1.5. The lower the number, the better it is for us. So that's crucial for us. I didn't present the data here, but when we compare, seven of the guys who are doing the work for us also worked in 2005. They had a similar number. So we looked at one more attribute. When we send our QA cards, we have 14 attributes out of which one of those is, did we control the pest? How did our customer feel about it? You can see both in June and December, our customer felt with our new approach, the number was high, 1.77 compared to 1.66 for traditional, the same thing, 2.03 for eco plus non-repellent approach, and 1.72 for traditional, which means they felt our technician is not giving a quality service compared to what it was the previous or compared to the traditional approach. This is crucial for us. Again, in conclusion, what do you feel? We have a positive data with callbacks, which is good. Our chemical cost is within the company's goal, but for our QA rating, it is high, which means the customer thinking, their perception is that they're not getting the value like what they are doing with traditional approach. And what we feel is we need to educate and gain the customer acceptance for this type of approach to work. And that's part of the challenge, you know, as we move forward.
Yes, what is your predominant pest, and are most of your callbacks due to outdoor or indoor pest failures?
We did it for the general pest, but mostly it is for ants and spiders. And some of the callbacks we got probably would have been for spiders, and that's what has been a challenge for the last couple of years. But predominantly for ants, that is a major pest.
Is that indoor or outdoor on spiders?
Outdoor.
Outdoor.
Good. Say that again.
With the QAs that went on, did they go out and talk to the customers, the homeowners, and ask them help?
Okay, what we did was we do send a QA card. You know, the question was, you know, did we communicate to our customer of what we did? The thing is, when we started the program, our goal was not to tell our customers that we are switching to something different strategies, because we wanted to get a real feel of what they feel, you know, what they think about the strategy. So we did not talk to them, but we did send a QA card, and if there were some customers who were concerned, I did personally talk with them. I went out in the field and worked with them, let them know what was going on.
Great, thank you.